From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Farmers and ranchers in Missouri in drought-stricken areas can now get free water at several state-owned sites. Up to 5,000 gallons of water per family farm per day can be pumped at 28 state conservation areas and 5 state parks, primarily in the northern half of the state. Carol Comer of the Department of Natural Resources says they're conducting a lottery in which the winners will be allowed to take hay from state parks.
We wanted to provide access to haying our state parks in a way that was fair and gave everybody an opportunity. So we will open up the acreage and provide the ability for farmers to put their names in.
Up to 900 acres of state park hay is up for grabs, and the winners will be announced next week. A radioactive isotope manufacturer is one step closer to receiving a significant tax abatement after a Columbia City Council work session last night. The Columbia Missourian reports Northwest Medical Isotopes is asking for a tax reduction of 50% over 10 years. The facility is estimated to cost $108 million. The company will be working with the MU Research Reactor to produce the radioactive isotope molybdenum-99. Which is used to diagnose cancer and other diseases. It's not currently produced anywhere in the U.S. Northwest Medical Isotopes hopes to start construction later this year, which would be completed in 2020. The facility would begin operating in 2021. One of the nation's largest business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, backed Missouri's Republican Senate candidate yesterday. Samuel King has more.
Attorney General Josh Hawley received the endorsement after touring JPI Glass in Kansas City. The U.S. Chamber's national political director cited Hawley's pro-business record and support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Hawley has made the Supreme Court a key issue in his campaign, touting his experience as a clerk for Chief Justice John Roberts.
This isn't theory for me, just like it's not theory for any Missouri voter or citizen who is affected every day by the rules that the Supreme Court and the other federal courts hand down.
Hawley says that his opponent, Democrat Claire McCaskill, should back Kavanaugh, whom she'll meet with Tuesday. I'm Samuel King.
A community-registered nurse who claimed to be providing health care services to Carl DeBrody pleaded guilty to health care fraud yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports Melissa Denise DeLapp of Columbia filled out and signed monthly health summary reports for DeBrody, a 31-year-old resident of a supported living home in Fulton who was found encased in concrete inside a garbage can in 2017. The reports, in which DeLapp stated that she had performed face-to-face assessments of DeBrody, were filled out from September 2016, around the time DeBrody died, to March 2017. DeLapp was paid $38 from Medicaid for each visit. DeLapp was charged with one count of health care fraud and faces up to 10 years in federal prison without parole. She won't be allowed to seek relicensing as a nurse. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.